What up, squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is excited to bring back episode 2 of the Snowfall Review featuring Mizzy World Entertainment. Well, Mizzy World and my cousin, Vern Knowledge. What's the deal, cuzzo?
What's good, cousin? I'm chilling, baby.
What an episode, man. Oh, what man. A freaking episode, man.
It just keeps getting better and better, baby.
Bro, this was the episode that it reminded me. Like, I ain't going to say I forgot why I love Snowfall, but this was definitely, like, just a reminder of everything. You feel what I'm saying? Crazy, the action, bro. The curveball, the acting that's involved, just the growth.
Exactly. It just brought back the ambiance of what Snowfall is, bro. Like,
facts.
Just the whole overall, you know, plot. Like, it's just like, it just made it, like you said, it made you realize why we love the show so much.
Facts. So I want to start off with the major one. The one I'm not going to say had a cheat code, but I did kind of have a cheat code in saying Scully, because I was just watching, like, of course, like, the overall trailer for season 5 of Snowfall, and I knew Scully was going to make an appearance. So I was just like, hey, maybe he's going to make an appearance episode 3, you feel what I'm saying? Or,
right.
You feel what I'm saying? So
you know,
that's kind of the reason why. Exactly. So that's kind of why I threw him out there. But his reappearance, what did you think of the reappearance? And did you think that they was going to rock him?
My first thought was, this nigga crazy as hell. This nigga's even crazy. That's my first thought. But what you was about to say? You was about to say something else?
I was just going to say, did you think that they were going to rock him? Did you think that he was done? Or did you think that they was going to maneuver somehow?
See, when the first situation started off, I'm really thinking, like, is this young boy trying to, like, set them up for Scully?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That was my first initial thought. But then I'm thinking, I'm like, no, it's probably one of these dumb young knuckleheads trying to, you know, take over,
climb up.
You feel me? And I knew, like, I've seen the situation play out. How it was going to play out. I knew, you know, what's her name? Damn, I can't. I'm losing.
Louie.
Mm-hmm. They wasn't going to do that to Scully. You feel what I'm saying? Especially after what they've been through, end of the last season. So,
right.
I'm like, they ain't going to do. They ain't going. Like, when he came in, I knew Scully was in there. Like, I knew he was in that room. Like, I was like, there's no way in the world they going, you feel me? Especially when they didn't show them killing Scully. You feel what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
for me, like, it kind of threw me off when Rome sat down and she was like, you all right? He was like, yeah. Kind of threw me off, but that was the initial giveaway for me, was when Scully walked in and it wasn't wop, 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 wop.
Right.
Oh, you ain't light his ass up from the rip, then. Y'all about to talk.
Exactly. There's gonna be some deals made.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, I mean, for me, like you said, initially, I'm thinking, I didn't know if it was for Scully, but I definitely thought he wasn't trustworthy as far as taking 100K, taking a shot on Scully, and then you never know, like, he might flip it around to have a whole Englewood flip on y'all. Now he, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't ever want to trust nobody like that. You feel what I'm saying? So,
right.
I definitely, I felt it. But when it was like building up, I was thinking I thought they might have going to take it, bro. I ain't going to lie. Like, when they were sitting in the wood, and then she paid off the lady, she said today.
Right.
She said today.
I need time today. I only got time today.
You feel me? She saw like brick of money. I can make time, baby.
She said, Come in, baby.
I can make time. And then when Scully was like, hold up, everything okay? I'm like, oh man, this nigga about to be on some shit like he was at the joint.
Right. He was like, you're the bomb. You said, you didn't do that?
He said, "You, no, I ain't feeling the vibes.
We not on that sherm. No, we don't.
Ew, that shit. So, I mean, I don't know. But it was just, to me, it was a dope reappearance. Something that I feel like they needed, seeing as we was getting a little bit away from, I'm not saying getting away from stuff, but you don't want to, like, leave that situation just out in the air without it being resolved, knowing that he was still lingering around. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, exactly. I definitely like that reappearance. You feel me?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I mean, let me just say this, man. We got to talk about my man, not Reed, but my man Teddy. We got to talk about Teddy and his sneaky ass.
Yeah,
Like,
bro, it shined more light on what I told you. I'm feeling this season is going to be Franklin versus Teddy, bro.
Exactly. What is the whole situation with him, like, listening to what he's saying to, you know?
Because he know he was so tight with the bull. I thought they kept saying his name. I still can't remember his name. But the bull, right, that he had to come retake over for. You feel what,
right,
I'm saying?
Right. I can't,
so I'm assuming
name.
He's still testing the waters on where his loyalty lay, especially, and he want to see where his head at as far as what's his thoughts on the dad? You feel what I'm saying? So.
Right. Wow.
But the fact that Franklin seen the play, it backfired. You know what I'm saying? So
Right. Because Franklin was about to go in. Then he realized, I guess he's seen something or realized that he was like, hold up.
He saw the high-rise buildings, nighttime.
Right.
He said, oh, this is perfect listen.
Why the drop?
Yeah, right. He said, you pick this spot? He said, or Teddy set this up. He said, I ain't pick it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't pick it.
It wasn't me.
You feel me? So, yeah.
To me, too, that just showed Sync genius. It's just his, you know, his street smarts and just his awareness in the streets. Mm-hmm. That nigga's a gangster.
This is his life, man. This is the life he's in. You feel me? So, I don't know. But what do you think what's your thoughts on the Alton situation? Because they shine in light slowly on it.
Bro, it's crazy. Like, I can't, like, it's so, like, I don't know what to wrap my mind around with this Alton shit, bro.
We know,
like,
he disappeared.
He's gone, right? If he was dead, I think, you know, his mom would have set, like, you feel what I'm saying? His mom would have set, like, if she found seeing his body, like, if, you know what I mean, at that end of the scene, you know, end of season four when he was in that room.
They keep saying it. He said he disappeared my dad.
Right.
Like, nobody knows where he's at. So it's like, does Alton have him held up somewhere? Did he do something where he just buried his body somewhere? Like,
right, exactly. Exactly.
Is he, like, that's the thing. Like, it's so still out there. Like, he could pop back out. You know what I'm right. saying? He might be like a defense mechanism for Teddy. Like, all right, listen, I'm gonna go back in to, I don't know. But then it's like Teddy was so mad at that point, bro.
You never know what he could have did. Like what he did to that reporter. It's like you don't know what he wanted to do. What he was on that time.
Exactly. At that time, he was willing to do anything.
So, man, listen. I can't even pretend to predict or think that I know where Alton Sane is.
I'm gonna throw this out there. My mind changed on what I think it is with Peaches, and I think you might have an inkling too. Maybe not. But I think he has HIV.
When he was like, he do look sickly.
Yeah, like, it don't look like no...
So when you said drugs, I'm like, okay, maybe because of the sniffing it, but I'm like, maybe it is, like, something like...
Like, he's coughing, like, you know, exactly. like something, like, I think it's something major that they're going to shine a light on. You know, the 80s, I think that was when, like, AIDS really came on the scene all crazy, you feel what I'm saying? So...
Right.
I think that's what it's going to turn out to
and
be.
I was just, that's about to be my really next, sick, sick. That's about to be my next saying? Question, too, to you, which, what's up with this, like, what's up with Peaches? But,
he said, nigga.
Right.
He said, I ain't shaking
his hand. He tried to shake his hand.
He just coughed all in your shit. He said, I still can't wrap my head around all this, man. Like, now I can't wrap my head around you still being sick, my G.
Right. Like, what do you got? Like, this nigga got the extended COVID.
You did what, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
He got the new strain. He got the strain we never even heard of yet.
He got that new shit. You know what I'm saying?
COVID.
All right.
COVID dub.
With that being said, where you think is going with the fam? With the fam connection, man.
That was my next shine.
Go ahead. You bring it in then. How was you gonna bring it in?
Why is Louis so reluctant not to be together, bro?
That's crazy.
I don't get it.
Because I think we all feel it. And it's because she did make a lot of moves, but it's like Franklin had the heart to execute a lot of those moves too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, y'all just the perfect combination.
In the mind.
You feel what I'm saying? But it's always, when you always, it's crazy because when you always have this power dynamic, it's always somewhere in the mind, someone wants to know, can I do it myself? Especially her, because she would be number two. Regardless. You feel what I'm saying? Regardless if it's 50-50, you're still number two because Franklin started everything. He the one that, you know what I'm saying, initiated the business deals with Reed to get the coke at a cheaper price. You feel what I'm saying?
But I think that's the point that he's making. Like, all this shit wouldn't even been as big as it is if it wasn't for him. So even him offering the 50-50 split, it should have been a done deal. Like, oh, okay, well, then we even partners then. But I mean, and still understanding that Saint is number one, but you're a very close. You're like 1B. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being number two, man.
It is not.
It's especially nothing wrong with being number two in a multi-million-dollar corporation.
You kidding me?
Like, come on now.
You kidding me? Come on now. You think the CFO and the CEO is having problems?
No.
No, they both getting money.
They both going on vacations together.
Come on, baby.
You feel what I'm saying?
Come on. I don't get
it. Like Saint said, you can't complain about the prices if you're going to go out alone, because I still got to make sure I get mine. Like, and that's the thing. It's like, even when he was like, she was like, all right, let me talk to him. It's like, it's almost like she kind of trying to push him out almost. You feel what I'm saying? But I know Louis wouldn't be on that tight time. She just, I don't know, bro. And you feel what I'm saying?
Tell me, Saint.
You see the thing, bro. Like that, man.
But everything he was saying was facts, though. You feel what I'm saying? He was like, and like you said, he gonna go with it to keep the family together. You feel what I'm saying? All right, this is what you want. All right, cool. We ain't gonna argue. Boom, boom, boom. This is the prices we all eat. Boom. Now you want the price cut. Then Franklin was about to get it. Now, then the crazy thing is, Reed the one that's really, I don't know, man. He's spitting facts, but I don't know, man. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy because it's Reed that's bringing in the dilemma. When it was almost settled, it wouldn't have been a dilemma. Right. But I mean, I don't know, bro. That's crazy. It's a crazy predicament.
Crazy dynamic, ball.
Facts. Crazy dynamic, right there.
I know. Saint, he going through it. And can I just say this, man? I'm not the type of person, right? I don't really call people ugly, right? Because I'm not that type of person. I think everybody has their own beauty within them, whatever. But Saint bitch is ugly, man. I'm not trying to.
Oh my goodness, yes.
She's unattractive, bro. She's unattractive, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Yes. Like, what were they doing?
Come on, bro. Hey, come on. I got a couple.
Who was doing the casting?
I got a couple females I could give y'all something that I can, you know.
Who was doing the casting?
Oh my God.
And then it's like, I could see if she had like a history. I still don't know who she is.
Who is she? Like, she's not an ugly person that we know.
She's not Wanda.
She's a random ugly person. Like,
come on, D. All right, man. So let me ask you this. Is anybody else going to creep back up? Are we going to get any surprises this season?
Oh, man.
We getting any surprises?
It's tough. I still feel that Saint Mom going to pop up at some point. I don't know when. Maybe toward the end of the season type charm. But I still think she's going to pop up. And shit, fuck around. Saint Pop might fuck around pop up on some. Pop up on some shit we find out he did, or find out, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, I think ultimately we're gonna have to find out what's going on.
We definitely gonna find out what happened clearly with Alton. Obviously. I feel that way.
You feel me?
I still wouldn't be surprised if Mel popped back up just because of how they ended season four. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I wouldn't be surprised if Mel popped back up. And then with Franklin giving Wanda, who was close to Mel, a job inside the organization now, but inside the clean side, which was what's up, because, I mean, What you gonna say? No, like
she said, hurry up because the bitch is broke. Bitches is broke.
Exactly. He said, take your time, not too much time, though.
Bitches is broke.
You know what I'm saying?
That was crazy.
Real shit, though. I don't blame her. That's some real shit, though. Like, she, and then that, I don't think we spoke on the last episode. That was some real shit by Leon by saying, no, like, I can't have you around that shit all the time. Exactly. And you just got clean. Exactly. Like, come on. And that was how you got addicted in the first place.
Exactly.
It's because you wanted to be so hype. I want to be in the cookhouse. I want to be in the cookhouse.
Right.
And then was getting high as a motherfucker.
Idiot.
You know what I'm saying? So that was both real moves by them, man. So I was glad to see Franklin allow that in, but I think that might be a gateway. I don't know, man. Cause you know, I think that's gonna be the first reconnection if Mel does pop back up as a scene with Wanda.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, I'm back.
And you know what crazy thing is too, O'Brien, and then the whole situation with his girl being pregnant and shit. You know, she's probably gonna pop up right around the time when she like giving birth or something,
Exactly. What effects is gonna be even crazier if she come around, start talking this, exposing, or I want to know the truth about my dad shit.
Right, exactly, and then or even just telling you know, his girl the truth about
truth, what right. You feel what I'm saying? She having to. To ask Saint, yo,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That type of situation, exactly.
Right. So, dang, man. I see her popping back up. I see her popping back up. Still, it's too much of too much they can do with it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
To leave it alone.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And if they was gonna leave it alone, they could have left it alone last season. Then to bring her just in at the end, like the very end, like yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying, Annie Lodigan,
I think she's gonna pop up soon. I think she's gonna pop up soon. Maybe not the next episode. What's this? Cause what is like 10 episodes a season? It's been.
Mm-hmm. So we on episode 3.
It's episode.
Yeah, 3. I can see her mid season.
About 5-6. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that in my head. I could see that in my head.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes,
see
sir.
Around 5 or 6. You know what I'm saying.
You said I could see the mom popping up though. I just got a feeling she's just going.
Oh yeah, like, I definitely think Sissy gonna pop back up. You know what I'm saying?
Sissy gonna pop up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or like even if it's just on some shit, they just show her. Like you feel what I'm saying? Like.
Because they already was like, you know what I'm saying, and she's still around. He's still keeping in contact with her. So,
So it's like, oh, man.
It's just going to be the
one. And that's what makes her like the Alton joint even more. Because it's like, so I guess like she's Sissy the city missing. So you feel what I'm saying? That's
right.
Saying.
She probably was like, yeah, I came because she was like, I'm about to go to the market or some shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, man. And he was like, all right, I'm going to stay here. You know what I'm saying?
Gone.
Gone.
So that whole
then you know they probably like crazy. Yeah. Well, I mean, could have been Teddy, could have been the CIA.
But we seen Teddy there.
It was Teddy.
We seen Teddy there. They showed Teddy there.
It was
CIA.
He said KGB. He said, bro, as soon as they landed down. Come on, bro.
You was there before they got there. You probably was on a plane with them.
Come on,
bro. Knowing you.
Teddy? Come on, bro. Ted.
I'm talking about something. Don't call me. I'm not Reed anymore.
He said, by the way, you can call me Teddy.
You can call me Teddy from now on.
And again, he doing the drugs no more. He about to take this. He about to take facts. He about to take Theodore. This shit serious. He said, listen, man, I ain't even an operative no more, bro. I'm not even undercover no more. This is what it is.
He said, nigga, I'm
Teddy. That's what's going to make. That's what's gonna make this the ultimate test match this season, man, between them two. So
tell me about it. He said, do me a favor. Don't ever come to my crib.
My house or my place of business unannounced or where I don't expect you to be. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what are you doing?
He said, okay. Fuck out of here.
You know that white boy.
He just started laughing. He said, you're gonna really make me ask you.
Yo, Say is my guy, man.
Yo, facts, you know, man. I love his acting.
You want to know one thing? I wish though. I wish he would really do his real voice, his real accent. Like his, if he played that character in his English accent, boy.
I mean,
boy.
Yeah.
It'll just be pure like comedy for me.
Yeah, it's a pure comedy.
Not comedy, but. Like, it'll be great, but just to see like a British guy act in that way
and
like
fucking
serious and really
South Central facts,
right? That'll be
it'll like
be,
what the fuck?
Yeah, like it's South Central, bro.
Fuck you, get over here, my nigga.
And Dirty Black, you fake ass Idris Elba.
Facts, nigga. No, that's what niggas was saying. Fuck out of here, little Idris,
man.
Little wannabe ass Idris.
That's the last man. Ain't that his last name though, or something? I think his real name, Damson Idris, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, Damson Idris. And that nigga named Idris Elba.
Exactly. That shit is hilarious, bro.
That's wild.
I just had to get that out there.
But yeah, man. So, what's your predictions moving forward before we get up out of here?
Ah, man, moving forward. Oh,
anything,
man.
Next?
I'm trying.
Well, what you think? You think anything gonna happen with Scully? You think everything buried with Scully?
I think everything cool with Scully. I'm gonna keep it on. I think that situation cool between them is cool. Like, especially after this recent, you know, situation, I think they cool all together right now. I think it's actually gonna be an ally type situation with them for real. Like,
right, somebody like, they can use in the future.
Exactly. They, you know. Especially as crazy soldier, as Scully is. You know, it's crazy. You can always use a soldier like that. Right. If he's on your side.
You did. You ain't got no other side to be on, nigga.
What did that nigga Rico say? He said, what's the use of having soldiers if you can't use them?
Exactly. The fuck is you talking about?
He kind of had a point there.
Oh, he definitely had a point with his.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't got nothing to do with his the point he made at that moment.
Yeah, man. You're right. That's a whole other segment.
Exactly. I think something major gonna happen with Peaches. I don't think Peaches gonna make the whole season.
Yeah, you think something crazy gonna happen?
No, I just think like an illness or something. Okay. Yeah, man.
What you think Wanda gonna get? What do you think he gonna? Does she think Saint gonna give her? What type of?
I guess superintendent or something. That's what she was talking about, right?
Some type of landlord, maintenance type shit.
Yeah, maintenance type.
Maintenance manager, or some shit.
Exactly. Getting a little Wanda. Couple dollars every week, and then set you up nice. Hey, I like the fact that they kept the two shorties around too, man. You feel what I'm saying? So, right. Yeah, they definitely keep the shit fresh and to the original cast that's been around and been steadily like implemented in, not just thrusted in. You get what I'm saying? Right. The motherfuckers would be like, besides the fucking wife, the wife is thrusted in into just a major role, pregnant with the main character.
Right.
Like, bitch, who do you know that's in the fucking, that's the producers?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Who
somebody,
the fuck is
bro.
Your fan?
Let me just say, I will say this, but I think something, like, remember you were saying last week about something with her. I think, too, something, like, I don't think it's detrimental to, like, Saint, but I think she got, like, some type of secret that she's holding, that she's not really telling.
Yeah, I definitely think it's something in there.
Like it's
that's
something
why
in there
they,
she wants.
I feel like it's something deep in there that they hold in. That's why she in there. She got their role, so that's why I said I'm keeping my eye out for it because it just doesn't seem right.
She just seemed too good to be true. You dig what I'm saying?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? The situation, how good she is to him. That you know, I mean, I'm not saying
holding
you know,
down. Getting
you don't
want to on
the
retail on the realty side,
right? You don't want to bring Miles to a situation like that, but you know, I just feel I don't know. I just feel
yeah, I get the same vibes, bro. You look at it and it seems too Cosby.
Right.
It's Snowfall.
It
seems
too Cosby.
You know,
right. You know, pudding pops.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We ain't rocking no fucking no sweater vest around here, babe. No, my man walking around with the strap poking out every scene. You know what I'm saying?
Can't do
front,
that.
Front waistband. Can't he said, that. You see something you don't like, shoot it. Come shoot on, it. We going in. This nigga, man. This nigga boy, Reed. This boy, Teddy. For real.
He went that joint like, he said, motherfucker.
Right. This motherfucker, man. Knew this nigga was listening to us, watching us, man.
Scheme ass nigga. I'm like, man, this guy.
He said, I'm like, man, this guy.
I can't wait to see what happened with them.
Facts.
I wouldn't be surprised if it come down to them two having to one having to kill one another, each other.
Ooh. That'd be crazy. Cause it's, I mean, yeah, cause it's gonna be crazy, bro. Especially, I mean, if we see it the way we see it going, where Mel really do pop back up, and then it's another person right. that may, it's gonna get real, man. It's gonna get real.
Let me bring up. Let me do a bold prediction off of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Saint find out that Teddy did have something to do with his pop.
Mm-hmm.
He retaliates.
Mm.
I'm just saying that's a bold prediction. I'm just saying.
What ballpark you putting the odds of that?
Slim. Yeah. Slim.
I see. I don't know. Slim. I think with Franklin finding out that Teddy is on his shit, that he's about to get on his shit. I don't know, man. I feel like it's gonna come down to them two. I don't know if it's gonna be life or death though.
Okay.
I don't know if it's gonna be that.
Okay. Man.
But then again, I wouldn't be too surprised. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I wouldn't be too surprised if
I mean, it almost came down life and death in the last season. He was about to kill Saint Mom and all that if he had to, for real, for real.
Facts. He was about to smoke them all. You know what I'm saying? Like a pack of backwoods.
And, you know, Pokemon catch them all. He was smoke them all.
Facts. Smoke them all. Teddy, smoke them all.
Teddy, smoke them all.
Fuck
out of here. That's give a fuck. That crazy, nigga was on a tear, man. Bro.
I don't know, man. All right, my bold prediction. I'm gonna say it, nigga. Damn. I don't know, man. I ain't got no bold prediction. I'm gonna have one for y'all next week. I still gotta.
You ain't got two. I was just throwing something out there just to keep them.
Because I mean, if it was, it would have been that. So I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say that.
I mean, that's as bold as it gets, right there.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? That's jumping into the Grand Canyon bowl right there. Yeah,
unless you say Teddy killing Saint some or. You know,
I ain't seeing that.
I can't even see that happening. I couldn't even finish it.
I would see on some major shit from Teddy is him like having Saint go down, but it's like, why?
Right.
Unless, like I said, he keeps seeing that as too many problems coming out of there and he start wanting to deal with somebody else.
He
want to
replace
so exactly. Mm-hmm. He want to get him out of there. He like, bold, man, nigga, every time I turn around, it's always something. Which, because he on his shit now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But he on his shit.
Yeah, exactly. He on his, you know what I'm saying? This is my job. You know what I mean? I ain't even read no more. Fuck y'all.
He said, nigga, I'm Teddy.
So, I mean, we going to see. Especially if, I mean, I don't know. We going to see because Louie and them got everything straightened with Scully. So the prices shouldn't be too wrong. And then if it do get wrong, like, Jerome was saying, Jerome just was like, you can't be going crazy on my girl, but you're not wrong. You feel what I'm saying? He was like, because I know it wasn't Jerome that pushed for the split.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
What do you want, Queen Louie? She said, well, nephew. I'm like, yo.
He ain't that dude, bro. He that
out
dude.
Out of pocket, yo. Funny, dude, man. Because that's real talk. I mean, I understand you got shot. You wanted to do it. But listen. Then it's like, I mean, if we all eating, it don't matter. We just got to survive for right now. And it's like, survive. It's like he said, me, survive long enough to enjoy what we making, because we making a lot of money.
For me, it's like, let's put ourselves in the best situation right now. The situation that we need for us. And that situation is us being together.
Right.
And that's point blank period. So, it's weird.
Yeah, it's simple. It's simple.
It's simple.
I'm definitely excited to see how that dynamic plays out. Because you see, they got they hitter everywhere they go. Light skinned boy, this nigga be holding the fucking the Uzi right in his hand everywhere they go. I'm like, damn. Yeah,
he don't get he don't.
He ain't got to pull out a nothing.
He ain't got. He already on the hand on the trigger, finger on the trigger.
You feel me? All he got to do is lift and start spraying. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh man, so it's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out, man. It's gonna be very interesting. Anything else before we get out of here, cousin?
Only thing is, I'm mad to come on at 10 because I'd be sleep. I'm a grandpa.
Because I'd be sleep. Yeah, you know, you're an OG.
I'm surprised of her right now, B.
Facts. I definitely hit you expecting not to get a response.
Yeah, I had to stay up though, because last night I had to stay. I said, no, man, we got to get this in. Especially after I just watched it too. We got to get this in, baby.
Right. That was an amazing episode. I was I can't wait to talk about this.
Yeah, we got
to
get this in, baby. I got to take notes on this one. This is firing.
Facts.
Because I didn't want to forget what I wanted to talk about. You dig?
Right. Because that's how it be. You know what I'm saying? That's how. Mm-hmm. That's why I forgot about the talk about the Leon thing with
week. Right.
Yeah, with Wanda last week, because, you know what I'm saying, I ain't write nothing down. Uh-huh. I remember this week.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. But yeah, this was episode 2, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Snowfall review. Episode 3 for Snowfall. Episode 2 for our review. Y'all know what it is. Listen, subscribe, share. Mizzy World Entertainment. Burn knowledge. Follow us on Instagram. Sir. All social media platforms. I don't know what it is. Gang.